and that is going to be a pass interference. Automatic first down for Harbor Beach, for Ubley, excuse me, against Harbor Beach. And just like that, Harbor Beach could have had a third down stop. Instead, he moved the chains one more time.
Yeah, nice play design there, faking out of that wing tee. Cook's first instinct was to step in and stop the run, and Rakowski got by him, so he
had... And Rakowski got by him, so he had to put on the jets to catch up and never got his head turned around to see where the ball was at and ended up colliding with the receiver, so easy call there for the officials.
The Bearcats are now in the red zone of the 15-yard line of the Pirates, working off the left hash, left to right across your radio. 6:11 left in the first quarter. No score in Harbor Beach. T formation.
Ryan Hag, number 40. Rumbling down the field for about 3 yards to the 12-yard line.
He was tackled by the number 40 on the other team, Kyle Kramer.
Second and 7 for the Bearcats on the 12-yard line of the Pirates. 5:45 in the first quarter remains. Same formation. There's a snap. Sweeney hands it off to his right to number 5, Kaboski. He has his wheels spinning out to about the 6-yard line, maybe 7-yard line, according to the spot. He's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. And it's going to be 3rd and 1 from the 7-yard line. That's about a 3rd and 2, according to the spot.
Number 63, Jacob Shoemaker at the bottom of that pile, making the tackle.
5:09 remains in the first quarter. No score. Ubley knocking on the door, though. Same formation, splitting the hash marks at the 7-yard line of Harbor Beach. Sweeney under center. Rolls to his left, hands it off to number 20, Rakowski. He struggles to get across the line of scrimmage, breaks free, and then across out to right at the 5-yard line, right next to the first down marker. No word yet. There's the first down signal, and it's 1st and goal from the 5-yard line for Ubley.
Number 47, Aaron Ginther makes the tackle. Nice effort there by Rakowski as he is going down, dives forward to get it off for the first down.
1st and 5 for the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 5-yard line. 4:41 remains in the first quarter. No score. Ubley start this drive at their own 20-yard line with 12 minutes on the clock. 3 men in the backfield. Sweeney under center, hands it off to his right. Nearly up the gap, cuts back in. Stops him right at the line of scrimmage. At the bottom of that pile is number 88, the tight end. Jonathan Bisher, the 6'1" sophomore, got the call on that one. That's his first carry of the night. 2nd and goal from the 5-yard line. 1st down resulted in no gain. Coming out, same formation. Rakowski, Hag, and Kaboski in the backfield. Sweeney keeps it for himself, rolls around the right end. He has the 5-yard line, dives, but stopped by number 2, Travis Messmaker, at the 4, maybe 3-yard line. And now, 3rd down and goal. Great stop from Travis Messmaker, stopping the touchdown.
5'11", 160 pounds. Messmaker had to fight off a blocker and still bring down Sweeney, the quick quarterback there. Did just enough to bring him down by the shoelaces.
3:30 reigns. 3rd and goal from the 3-yard line. Working out the right hash on the far right side of your radio. Ubley comes out of the huddle. Now with a T to the right, they move Rakowski out to the right end. Kaboski and Hag in the backfield. It's a handoff to Kaboski. Gets to the right side. Stops just shy of the end zone. And right at the 1-yard line. And now, 4th down and about 2 feet to go. Great stop by the Harbor Beach defense.
Number 40, Kyle Kramer at the bottom of that pile. 4th down and 1 yard to go to score.
4th and goal at the 1-yard line. Harbor Beach on their feet, Ubley on their feet. 2:40 remains in the first quarter. Ubley trying to score first. They sit on the Harbor Beach 1-yard line. 4th and goal. Here we go. Same formation, 2 men in the backfield, Hag and Kaboski. This one's a Hag right over the gap, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. There's a flag on the play. Excuse me, touchdown, Ubley. Pardon my French there. The flag came from the back judge, on the Harvey's defensive side. Looks like it's going to be almost like a face mask or a hole. They're talking to number 30 of Ubley, so it's against Tiber Beach. So the touchdown will stand. Ubley scores first and strikes first. And now it's Ubley with the first lead of the night, 6-0 over Harbor Beach. As a personal foul face mask against Harbor Beach. The official actually called it wrong as well, so I'm having good company. 2:24 remains in the first quarter. Ubley with the first score of the night, 6-0 over the Pirates. We have a ball game, folks. Ubley brings out the kicking team. Number 22, Connor Lowler, a 5'11 senior tight end doing the kicking duties. He's on his own 10-yard line, going for the extra point. It's up, and it's through the uprights, and it's good. So just like that, it's 7-0. Ubley with the first lead and the first score of the night with 2:24 remaining in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto-Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto-Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Ubley strikes first, 7-0 after the PAT is good at 2:24. That drive took 9 minutes and 36 seconds off the clock. We are nearly to the second quarter, Dave. Ubley going textbook T formation, marching right down the field, 5 to 8 yards every single play, and they find themselves in the end zone.
They did a nice job protecting the football, keeping Harbor Beach's defense guessing where the next run play was coming from. The key play there, though, was on 3rd and 8. The pass interference call, an easy call for the officials. Unfortunately for Harbor Beach, that led to the 7-point deficit.
Lawler kicking this one out from the Harbor Beach 45-yard line. They muff it, and Colin Cook needs to jump on it at his own 25-yard line. The personal foul was marked off on the kickoff. So the hands team, not quite the hands team for Harbor Beach there, and lucky to pounce on it at their own 26-yard line, according to the spot. 2:22 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach gets it on offense for the first time tonight, trailing 7-0 to the visiting Ubley Bearcats. Does Harbor Beach have to change their game plan, Dave, here to get back on the board first?
I don't know if Harbor Beach has a specific game plan on offense. Clark, they can run the ball. They can throw it. They spread it out wide.
And they throw the first time in the spread formation. The craft rolls to his right to Aaron Ginter, complete for the 12-yard catch. Out to the 37-yard line, moves the chains at one play. Here come the Pirates.
Yeah, like we said, we're saying, Clark, they really don't have anything that they do every other time. They can throw it when they please. They can run it when they please. I think Kraft, though, is best when he's rolling out of the pocket. He seems to throw very well on the run, and he hit 47 right between the numbers.
2:02 remains in the first quarter. Our reach now first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Kraft rolls to his left and passing to number 2. Travis Esmaker hits the hands and goes right through his legs. Incomplete. Stops the clock at 1:54. Ubley, 7. Harbor Beach, nothing.
Kraft threw that ball just a little low, but I know Esmaker could be going back to the Huddinger Town. My bad.
Second and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 37-yard line. Kraft 1-for-2 for 11 yards so far tonight. Strike formation, 2 receivers wide each way. Kraft in the shotgun, and he keeps it for himself. He hit the line of scrimmage, pushed back to the 35-yard line. Ubley defense read that one from the get-go, and now Harbor Beach is faced with a 3rd and 12 in their own territory.
Number 40, Ryan Haig, read the quarterback option there. He stayed home there and was ready for